Welcome to Show and Tell with the Two Mortgage Guys. We come to you live every Tuesday. Each week we have a different topic and a different guest. This week we're coming to you live from La Concha Resort in beautiful San Juan, Puerto Rico. We are honored to be part of the President's Club this year.
That's right. I tell you what, we've got a great show today. We've got Brad Priday with Rails and Shepherd Insurance going to be joining us. He's going to tell us the biggest mistake people make when insuring their homes. I'm going to show you how to make a pina colada. Steve's going to tell you the easiest way to increase your credit scores with a simple credit card strategy. Stay with us. You're not going to want to miss this one.
Hey, remember to like, comment, share, and subscribe to our show.
So Brad Priday has 18 years in the insurance industry. He's a licensed in property and casualty and life insurance. He graduated in 1984 from Sykeston High School in Sykeston, Missouri, and he attended college at Anderson University. He played football at Anderson and graduated in 1988 with a degree in marketing and management. Brad's been married to his wife, Jennifer, for 34 years. They have twin daughters, Kayla and Kelsey, and their youngest daughter, Kennedy. Let's give a round of applause for Brad Priday, everyone.
Look at you guys.
Hey, Brad. Hey, I feel like I need to apologize. I think there was some confusion that you thought you were coming to Puerto Rico with us.
I did. I had the plane. The TSA wouldn't let me through. So
I knew we had worded that invite wrong after I sent it. So my bad.
That's no problem. I was in South Florida 2 weeks ago, so I got the warmth then.
Got to experience some of the palm trees and tropics.
Exactly.
Nice. Well, Brad, we really appreciate you coming on. We try to bring value to our clients and fans, and from an insurance perspective, I think you got a great wealth of knowledge. I'm just going to ask you a question, and let's give some help to some people here. So what do you think the biggest mistake you see homeowners make when setting up their homeowners insurance policies?
Well, sometimes the biggest problem I see is some of those endorsement coverages that they should have on there that aren't a part of their policy, that are excluded from the policy. One of the biggest one is the water backup coverage, which is covered for sewage that backs up or water that backs up through lines in their house. And if they don't have that coverage and that incident happens, then they're not going to have coverage. And people say, well, all I have is a utility basement. Well, every utility basement has an air conditioning unit. That's where the laundry room and all those things are. There's big expenses down there. And so we always recommend that they have that. Even if they don't even have a basement, because things can back up at any time. So that's one of the big ones. And also that service line coverage. You know, every year you see your water company says, hey, we can give this to you for, you know, $12 a month or $15 a month. Well, that service line covers you from your house to where it connects to the city. And that service line coverage that is an endorsement on a policy can be very beneficial for a lot less cost. I mean, I've seen it in the $25 range a year versus $15 a month that you could get from the water company or the sewage company. So those are two mistakes that we see a lot, that people don't look at the endorsements and how they view those versus, because most policies are standard, but you have to have those things for additional coverages.
And it's so inexpensive, it would make no sense to not add that.
Oh, exactly. And the cost of it, if they do, you know, I mean, what's it cost for a unit, you know, for an air conditioning unit or something in your basement, three grand, you know, I look at that and you have a small investment on the insurance side. I mean, insurance is a transfer of risk, you know, and so who would you rather have that risk be on, the insurance company or myself? So that's how I look at it. So.
Right. It's good. So I got a question I'm getting ready to run into, Brad, that I just thought of, but it's that same thing. Like when you just said something about adding on an endorsement onto your policy, it's no different than going to a restaurant, right? You can add on a la carte type things. So here's my question, Trey, to lead into that a little bit is, what's the, I guess, the biggest benefit about working with a local insurance agent compared to an insurance agent that is online?
Well, sure. I mean, the insurance agents that are online are really is you yourself as the insured trying to click on what you need and what you might not need. Well, you know, we're licensed agents. We know what you need and what you might not need, depending on what you have. And so I think when you have a local agent, whoever that may be, they're going to be there to help you with the things that are going on in your area. I mean, we're not a big earthquake place here, but if you go in southern Indiana, it is bigger because of the mines and everything they have, and they're closer to the big fault. So, you know, different areas would know different things. So, you know, that's just an example that I always use, is those local agents can help you find the things that you need to help you cover you for those big losses.
And it's being able to have like that, like you said, it's more personable because you're there with them, that you can, you know, ask those questions that sometimes all they're trying to do is click a number or run you through to get you some type of a quote without really understanding the whole picture.
That's true. And then also in that time of a claim, Steve, if something happens, you know, you have a phone call to me or you can come see me and we can try to figure out what the best way it is. I was just helping a young man a while ago on an automobile claim that he's having, and just helping him through that process of what he should do and what he shouldn't do. And if it's online, you're not going to have that individual to talk to.
Yeah, for sure.
Good, well, Brad, stuff. What, you know, that, go on, Ryan. You got any questions on that?
Comments? Yeah, I guess I was just going to ask Brad, what else is it you know, you feel like you could share today? Is there any other tips you could give somebody in regards to insurance?
Well, I mean, I look at different things. One thing, you know, we do now live in a litigious society, unfortunately, and the liability coverages, they're very inexpensive. You know, 18 years ago, as you guys said, I started, people on their homes had about $100,000 for their personal liability, and we really don't even start under $500,000 anymore. And the difference between $100,000 and $500,000 is about 20-25 bucks. So for a couple dollars extra a month, you have, you know, $4,000 or $400,000 more in coverage. So it's very inexpensive. And that's one thing. I mean, the biggest big losses that most insurance carriers have are animal bites. You don't even think about that. But you know, if a dog got a hold of somebody and you had to have reconstruction surgery, you know, there's 30-40 grand, you know. So wow. It's just one of those things. For a small expense, you have additional coverage that can protect your family and your assets. And that's how I look at it, is that's what it is.
So. Yeah, agree 100%. That's why, you know, we always like to refer to local agents, because it's the same thing. You run into that if somebody from out of town's not going to know all that stuff that you know locally and be able to prepare them and help them.
I agree. And in your guys, and you guys do a great job of in your business, and you, one of the first things that you do is tell your potential clients, hey, you need to get in touch with your insurance agents, because the earlier you can get that started, the smoother it makes that process for their closing or whenever that may happen, hopefully sooner than later. Right.
Yeah, for sure.
Awesome. Brad, thanks so much for giving us a little bit of time today. We really appreciate it. You said, you're one of our agents, and on top of that, you're one of our friends, brother. So love you. Thanks so much for taking a bit of time with us.
Well, thanks, Brad.
You guys too. Thanks for everything. Enjoy the sun.
Okay, we will.
Oh, we're good. See you, Brad.
See you, bud.
Steve, I don't know about you, but I'm a little hot, man. I think it's about time for a pina colada.
Oh, I'm about ready for that too. So if you like pina colada,
let's show them how to make one, kid.
Let's make a pina colada. All right, so the basic pina colada is basically pineapple, coconut, and rum. And most people probably have it in vacations and resorts and whatnot, and it's blended. And those are great, don't get me wrong, if it's hot out, that's great. But we're gonna do a little more of a kicked up kind of home version, okay? Same ingredients, we're gonna add a little bit of lime to get a little bit of citrus kick. We're gonna hit it with some bitters, it's gonna be delicious. Let's go ahead and make one. All right, so first thing we're gonna do is put in 1.5 ounces of rum. Now this also calls for 1.5 ounces of pineapple juice. Now here's the rule of juice. If you can go fresh squeezed, go fresh squeeze. It's always better. But if you can't, that's fine. You can buy pineapple juice and little cans, and it'll work just great too. We're going to do a quarter ounce of lime. Not a whole lot, but just enough to kind of kick us up a little. All right, and then the secret ingredient, coconut. Here's the thing with this coconut. You can buy this in the store. It's good stuff, but it's kind of gooey. I don't want to put it in there because it's kind of hard to get out. So I'm just going to pour a half an ounce directly into the tin. Now, I've done this enough. I know how much that is. All right, so now we're going to add some ice to this. And we're going to shake it. And that's going to do two things for us. First off, it's going to chill the drink. It's going to add some dilution. We want a little bit of dilution in most cocktails. Now, this drink is served best over some crushed ice. I went ahead and crushed some ice beforehand and put it in the glass. So we're just going to strain this right on in. Last but not least, we're going to top it with a half an ounce of a dark rum, what they call a floater, and we're going to hit it with two dashes of Angostura bitters. There's your pina colada.
Well, there you go. Pina coladas.
Cheers, Steve.
Hey, there you go. Cheers, Ryan.
What the heck are you holding? Where did you get a pineapple at?
Hey, it's a beach pina colada. You got to come on down. This is what it's
unbelievable.
All about right here.
Apparently, I'm in the wrong spot. Jeez. All right. Well, hey, I'm going to drink my baby pina colada and be happy.
There you go.
Look, I heard you got a great credit tip. Heard you got a great credit tip to share with us.
Hey, I do. I've got a credit tip that I'm going to go over with you guys. So, stay tuned for a tip coming up.
Hey, let's talk about credit cards. This is something that we get all the time from clients, is trying to figure out how to build their credit scores. And so credit cards are going to be the best way to do that. And the reason it is it's two-factor. It's the only account that is going to be scored in your credit profile that's going to have two pieces of it that affect the score on it. That's going to be how much you owe on it and what your payment history is. So payment history is 35% of your score. The amount you owe is 30% of your score. So that's 65% of your credit scores build up on those two things, which are on a revolving credit card. So here's the piece of advice to always heed by. Keep your balance at 30% or less than whatever your credit limit is at all times, and always make your payment on time. If you do this, you're going to see an increase in your credit score.
There you go, credit tips. Good stuff. Hey, I want to just take a moment here and just thank again, Carrie, for staying back at the office and producing this for us. Appreciate it. Love you. Ryan and I down here in beautiful San Juan, Puerto Rico. Brad Friday for taking a little bit of time out of his schedule to hang out with us for a few minutes. So hope you guys enjoyed it and got a little bit of a tip and a little bit of insurance advice all at the same time.
So next week we have a big show as well. We're going to be broadcasting live at Top Golf and Fishers during the Home Builders Association of Howard County's annual golf outing. We're going to be sharing some of our favorite moments here in Puerto Rico with you. We'll be interviewing a local home builder and state representative for District 38, Heath Van Adder. Heath will give us an update on the home building process and what to expect if you decide to build your dream home this year. We're also going to update you on mortgage rates and where they're heading, all this and more. So we'll see you next Tuesday at noon for sure.
Hey, if you're ready to buy, refinance, or ask a question, make sure you just put it down below in the comments and we'll get right back to you.
Guys, thanks for staying with us through this whole show. It's been a pleasure, and we will see you next week.
Adios.